Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I think Dylan Gabriel being able to get the ball out quick was evident. I do think his mobility was evident. So even though I've said adequate, you've said acceptable, we've got about 75 fines there on the YouTube chat comment. Again, if you haven't been over there, make sure to check us out as we debut the entire show on YouTube today. I hopped into the chat. Just because I didn't know
what comment.
I did, but it was like the oldest dude. I was like, "Hey guys, what does this mean?" It was great. What's real
up,
cool? Old,
what's up, young guys?
Yeah. What's up, youth?
Youth. What did you say? Yeah. What was your comment?
Somebody made a reference to a troll. Like there's like a known troll on the YouTube thing. I was like, "Who's that?" I'm just a noob. All right. I just feel like a real dork right now. However, I do think Matthew on Twitter pointed out something at Nick Wilson says that I really do think is where you and I, it's a little early for this victory lap, but it's something that you and I have been on top of and why we're probably not as pissed as maybe a lot of other people are today. Mm-hmm. He said, why does everyone sound surprised with how bad this team is? Bad players, bad coaching, vanilla offense, bad front office. It's a bad organization top to bottom. Some of this to me there's a little hyperbole in there, but from the jump last year, coming off 3-14, I looked at the quarterback landscape and said, well, you're not getting that much better this year. This is the poison pill. This year's the poison pill for the Deshaun debacle. And then you were right there with me. And so while it's interesting to watch fans or media analysts or whoever have kind of turn on Kevin and maybe the organization, like I'm still surprised how upset I'm getting during the games while this is happening. Mm-hmm. But this is the prophecy fulfilled of I Was Right Radio of this is what I thought it would look like. I just didn't know it was going to upset me as much as it does actually during games.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 6 years, you know, like this isn't, he's not brand new and this isn't the, but for the first time for a lot of people, the 6 year mark into this now is the time where they're starting to give up. And I think that's the part that is hurting people the most. The idea that they actually believe Stefanski was the guy. Now, listen, I want to make sure we made this abundantly clear too. For the people that love Stefanski, I don't know. Do you think we're going to have a point at this season where he gets some sort of redemption, where he gets some sort of this stuff always, it ebbs and it flows. It always works this way with sports. It just always tends to where you have a spot where it seems like today he's getting absolutely buried. And then you look at the schedule and you see, there's a really easy stretch coming up here after this Pittsburgh game where you could start to look like maybe the tide has turned a little bit. Will these Stefanski supporters have their day again, or we just never have one of those again with Stefanski?
No, I think it is coming. Yeah. Because I do expect them to win one or two more games in that middle of the stretch there with the Jets, the Dolphins, and you mentioned the Raiders. Like, I do expect there to be a stretch where you go 2-1 in three games, and then a lot of people go, see, I told you he wasn't booty cheeks. It's like, it's a long season, and you're having a lot of problems that should have been worked out by now, and they're not being worked out, be it penalties, be it the roster issues at left tackle specifically, age on the offensive line. Like, and by the way, the front four is dominant. And we have not mentioned Alex Wright, his name today. And that is a failure on my part. Because Alex Wright was incredible.
McGuire
yesterday.
Was fantastic.
Except in the run early, which Jake Folnick pointed out. And then the very next play, Isaiah McGuire made a great play setting the edge. And it was like he did that just because he saw Jake tweeted. But
Jake tweeted out about how bad Isaiah McGuire was?
Well, yeah, because he can be a liability, especially on toss play, setting the edge. And it happened. And then the second Jake tweeted it out, I saw Isaiah set the edge on a great stop for a TFL, and I was like, What game is Jake watching?
PFF and had him as a 91 run defense grade, and that's the highest of any single total thing that PFF had yesterday for the Browns.
I'm no longer trusting PFF after that because there were some moments. But
how about that? Malik Collins? Had some good PFF numbers as well.
Let's just be square here. It's an elite front four.
Not as great for Mason Graham yesterday out of PFF.
Yeah, I didn't think he was great yesterday against against.
He just didn't really get his name called.
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention to him much, and usually that's not a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to see more, especially with Carson Wentz, you'd like to see more pocket collapsing up the middle because it makes Miles' job easier. Now, in fairness,
I mean, they graded him out as if he was just awful yesterday.
Kevin O'Connell did an incredible job kind of mitigating the Brown speed very early on, and I think that did offset some of the defensive line success you've had. But again, elite defensive line. The back seven has holes in it. So this whole idea of, you've got a great defense. I think you have a great defensive line. I think you've got a potentially great middle linebacker. Mm-hmm. I think Denzel's normally really good. The safeties are still a work in progress. Greg Newsom is still hit or miss. I do think we should pump the brakes on this as an elite defense as opposed to it's an elite defensive line.
That's very fair. Yeah, I think when it all washes out, it'll probably end up being somewhere around 8 to 10 defense in the NFL.
Well, and here's the thing.
Still really, it's good.
This is where keeping the defense in it matters because the defense was pretty decent to start last year, and they gave you a chance to win a lot of games. And then the offense just kept losing games for you. And by the time that Jameis took over, they were too injured, too ill-fitting, and they just didn't have the pieces to have the defense they did the year before.
Right.
A lot of that was because you just didn't win enough early in the season, and Kevin's not the guy that's going to raise the troops, right? That's the formula that's playing out right now, just with a much better defensive line.
Well, and the hard part, too, is that we know, defenses tend to look better than offenses early on, and everyone's well-rested, and it's just that's just the reality this team has right now.
216-474-0092. Dave in Seville, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Well, I got a question. Kevin Stefanski's contract, is it coming up?
I'm not privy to those details. Remember, he got a contract extension after 2023, and we were told it was a long-term deal, and I believe that was 3 years or more.
Well, remember, that extension was for $20 million, if memory serves me right. And the funny thing about that extension was like 2 days after or 2 days before, the Haslams donated $20 million to a sports complex, mm-hmm. and that was reported like the same number that Stefanski got as well. And I was like, pocket change to them.
Same here.
It's just so funny to me. It's like the amount that they're like, that's the point is that the money and the contract doesn't matter with Stefanski. They'll eat that money no matter what it is. Cause it's just loose change to them. I wouldn't worry about that.
All right. Now the second question is, why did they pick Dillon Gabriel over Will Howard? Stefanski loves big quarterbacks. Why didn't they take Howard?
Stefanski loves big quarterbacks, and he cannot lie. Is that a thing, Dave? We appreciate you.
I don't think that's a thing, but
is that did he does?
I don't know that.
I did not know Kevin
loves.
Stefanski was a QB size queen. I really did not.
He's shown us no evidence of that so far.
Yeah, they seem to like short kings.
No.
In fairness,
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I mean Mason Graham. He likes them big and dumb.
He likes them big and dumb.
Yeah, and honestly, the bigger and dumber.
Mason Rudolph. Yeah. Again, he's the one that drafted Will Howard. Well, you just go down the line. Basically, if you are 6'4 and look like you have a 12 IQ, he wants you on his team.
The only outlier is Josh Dobbs, the Pastronaut. So, hey, we all have one outlier in our history. Okay? Well,
there's a reason why they got rid of him. Am I right? Didn't fit the mold.
I do think there's just no defending where you are. And now it becomes from here, how much can you pull the nose up on it? Pittsburgh is, I don't know that I have a lot of faith they're going to have a a great performance against Pittsburgh. I don't. But, all right. Pull the nose up on the thing. Like, if you are a good coach, offensively, or a good head coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Well, you're 1-4. So is Cincinnati, and so is Baltimore. I guarantee you, by the end of the season, at least one of those teams is going to have more than one season or more than one win.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out where exactly we lie with Dylan Gabriel and grading out the game or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think having that call that we just had, where he wanted to wonder why they didn't take Will Howard.
Yeah,
that's where I draw the line. I'm not defending Dylan Gabriel's game to the high heavens. I'm not, but like that's not. We don't get that call after that game.
In fairness. Will was a third-round pick, should have been a sixth-round pick. Dylan was a third-round pick, should have been a sixth-round pick. Will was,
I mean, Cam
properly
Ward,
drafted in the sixth round.
Listen, they didn't ask him to do much, but from just a pure productivity standpoint, has Cam Ward had a game that that Dylan had yesterday?
He had a touchdown yesterday. He got a win.
He did have a touchdown, but as in the cumulative, I don't think he's had a passer rating that has reached anywhere close to the 94 that Dylan Gabriel had yesterday.
That high.
It was in the 90s, yeah, for sure.
I've already denigrated PFF. That's probably also why I don't think much of passer rating.
Yeah, you're not much of a passer rating guy, and I understand that. I get it, but I like to use it every now and again.
Let's go with Cameron in Seven Hills. What's up, buddy? Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Honestly, it's been pretty therapeutic today. I'm actually feeling much better 2 hours in.
Well, I just want to start off by saying I think it's time for Stefanski to go. I think his time in Cleveland's done. I used to defend the guy all the time. You know, I used to tell people, I'm like, well, he got coach of the year twice, you know, blah, blah, blah. But people forget that's when he used to have Nick Chubb. And he's still calling the same plays he does now, you know, back-to-back run plays. It's like, dude, you don't have Nick Chubb anymore. Give it up. You know, I mean, I think it's time for him to go. Yeah, but I mean, Judkins isn't Nick Chubb in his prime. You know, Judkins is
not,
good.
Not in his prime, but like, I don't know. I left feeling really, I mean, everyone did. Everyone loves, I thought we all loved Judkins at this point. Do we not?
No, I like Judkins. I'm not disagreeing with you, but you can't compare him to Nick Chubb in his prime, and that's what Stefanski keeps calling. I mean, back-to-back run plays. It's like, dude, come on, dude. It's like, time for him to go.
Isn't it Judkins run when he's averaging over 5 yards a carry in that game? Isn't that better than watching Dylan Gabriel try to throw the ball at all, even though I've tried to stick up for his game there? Like it's a Judkins run in that setting, in that moment, probably a better opportunity and a higher percentage chance of working than Dylan Gabriel throwing the ball.
No, I get all that. I mean, I understand I believe we have all the weapons, but the coach has got to go. You know, he's either quit calling the plays or hire an offensive coordinator. Or send Stefanski gone and let Jim Schwartz be the head coach and let him keep calling the defensive plays and hire an offensive coordinator there. End of story.
Cameron, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. Yeah, there's just no defending Kevin Stefanski, and that's what I think the next 12 games are about.
Well, and so
Kevin now has to buy himself a defense in those 12 games.
Well, and if you're trying to defend Stefanski, I think I made this point previously, so it's funny that all these points are coming back around. Like the idea that give me something to work with, give me something to if I'm trying to lay out your defense like you're in a trial, what am I bringing to the table as your defense attorney to say this is why you're actually a good coach? And I'm just getting further and further away from having any actual evidence or anything at my arsenal to be able to throw out there and say, this is what I would use. And so I'm dying to find out what all the national people end up using this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.